From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, January 6th, 2026. A new study from the University of Maine finds that establishing a public medical school in Penobscot County would not be financially feasible. Caitlin Bedayan reports.
The report, done at the request of the legislature, confirms that Maine has a physician shortage, especially in primary care and rural communities, as well as an aging workforce and limited medical training capacity. But it finds that the financial burden of establishing a public medical school is high, estimated at $250 million in startup costs and tens of millions in sustained operating support. When combined with limited medical residency options and other financial constraints facing Maine healthcare, the report concludes that a medical school is, quote, not prudent at this time. The report also finds that Maine produces one-third the national average rate of medical school applicants, and that most graduates from the state's two private medical programs ultimately leave Maine to practice in other states. It recommends reassessing the feasibility of a public medical school within 3 years. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Bedayan.
Central Maine Healthcare is closing its Family Health Center in Gray on March 6th. A message on the health center's website says that two providers will relocate to Topsom Family Medicine. A third provider is leaving the practice. A spokesperson for Central Maine Healthcare declined to provide further information about why the health center in Gray is closing. The organization is in the process of being purchased by California-based Prime Healthcare Foundation. Last year, Northern Light permanently closed Inland Hospital in Waterville, as well as an affiliated walk-in clinic. Health providers in Maine are urging the Trump administration to reverse its decision yesterday to drop recommendations for several childhood vaccines. Vaccinations for meningitis, rotavirus, RSV, flu, and hepatitis A and B are now only recommended for high-risk groups or through what the administration calls shared clinical decision-making. Dr. Laura Farity of the Maine chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics says the changes are sending mixed messages that will jeopardize public health.
As we see eroding confidence in vaccines and decreases in vaccination coverage, we're going to see increases in vaccine-preventable diseases. We're going to see diseases that we haven't really seen before or in a very long time in this country. We're going to have a lot of needless suffering and, unfortunately, death.
The Maine Medical Association, the Maine Academy of Family Physicians, and the Maine Public Health Association are among other medical organizations that are criticizing the changes. They're urging parents and others to talk to clinicians about the importance of vaccinations. Officials with the Maine Department of Corrections told state lawmakers today that following the escape of four individuals from Long Creek over the summer, they've reinforced windows and strengthened security inspections at the youth detention center. The first escape occurred in July when Associate Commissioner Christine Thibodeau says one teen broke out of their room through a window and then fled a secure perimeter. The juvenile was apprehended 2 hours later, about 2 miles from the facility. And in August, three teens escaped when they kicked open a gymnasium door that had been inspected by staff that same morning.
The doors were not attempted to be kicked open. So the normal practices in securing the facility were followed. And when it was discovered that the door was not as secure as a routine check,
the teens fled to Saco, where they split up and were caught about 10 hours later with the help of Saco police. DOC officials say the teens' escapes are unrelated to staffing levels or to an increase in the number of youth at Long Creek, which now stands at 45. In its first official meeting of the year, the Lewiston City Council voted to launch an independent investigation into one of its new members. Ward 5 Councilor Iman Osman faces scrutiny over his legal address, which some say makes him unqualified to serve. Michael Livingston reports.
In his successful campaign for city councilor, Iman Osman listed his legal address at 210 Blake Street, which has been condemned since October of last year. There is no timeline for when renovations on the building will allow Osman to return. His lawyer, Kiernan Majerus-Collins, says Osmond will not release his current address because he faces harassment and that the law allows him to be temporarily absent from his Blake Street residence.
I continue to believe that the investigation is unnecessary. I think it's a waste of the city's time and money. I think that it's likely to lead only to a continuation of this unfair and illegitimate set of attacks on Councillor Osmond.
Multiple residents spoke in opposition of the measure, calling it a smear campaign against Lewiston's only Somali-American councillor. With the exception of Osmond, the rest of the council voted in favor of launching the investigation. Osmond was also recently indicted on unrelated theft charges and will be arraigned in Lewiston District Court on Wednesday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Michael Livingston.
And chronic absenteeism is down across all Portland schools, according to school board chair Sarah Lentz. Defined as missing more than 10% of school days a year, chronic absenteeism doubled in Maine after the pandemic. Almost a quarter of students across the state were chronically absent last year. In her annual State of the Schools address at the Portland City Council last night, Lentz said the district's approach has been about improving student achievement.
Progress in public education is rarely dramatic or linear. It is built over time through sustained commitment, shared responsibility, and the willingness to keep moving forward, even when conditions like those in our country now are challenging.
Lentz says that the district has submitted proposals to the state seeking funds for a new high school. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, music in Maine. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.